آپ ایس بی ایس اردو کے ساتھ ہیں۔
Making a will is very important because without a will, you don't get to decide what happens with your inheritance. So a will deals with your financial assets, your property, your money, and other finances that you have. But without a will, the government decides what happens with that assets that you've got. So if you do have a will, then you decide what happens with that after you pass away. So you can give that to your family, to friends, to charities. Otherwise, without will, then you don't have any say in that, and your family doesn't have a say in that either, so it's purely up to the government then.
Can you share with us what really happens if there's no will, and people, did they get in trouble in recent history in Australia?
Look, they don't get in trouble. It's more of a headache for the family members that are left behind. It's a more difficult process to get access to the funds. So normally if you've passed away and you've got a will, then and you've got money in the banks will normally release up to a certain amount of money to the executor of the will. So that can then be distributed to the beneficiaries and can be used to pay bills and expenses. But if you don't have a will, then you have to go through the courts and get what's called letters of administration. And then only after getting that done can that property and the finances be accessed. So the family might be left having to pay bills but not access to money, especially if there was husband and wife and the husband was only working and the husband passes away. The wife won't have any means of accessing that money to pay the bills, to pay the expenses, funeral expenses, because she can't access that money. Whereas if there is a will, she can access that money pretty much straight away with the will and the death certificate.
So if someone, for example, is a new migrant who's coming to Australia or is in Australia, how do you make a will?
Yeah, so the will, it can be made by the person themselves, but there's some technicalities in terms of what needs to be done for a will to be valid. So if you just write on a piece of paper that this is what you want to happen in your will, then that in itself is not normally recognised as being a valid will. So it normally has to be in writing and it has to be witnessed by two individuals, and there's requirements about who the witnesses can be. So the best option would be to contact a solicitor and have the will prepared properly so that it would then be valid and recognised under Australian law.
And as I understand, and for our audience, can you explain how different an Islamic will is compared to the national or Australian will?
Yeah, look, under Australian laws, a person can make a will and they can put anything they want in that will. So they can give inheritance to anyone they want, to a friend, a neighbour, and you've even got examples of people giving inheritance to their pets, so to a dog or to a cat. Now, as Muslims under Islamic law, there's certain requirements about who can inherit set out in the Quran in Surah An-Nisa. So according to the Quran, only certain people can inherit from you in terms of being your family members, and then there's set amounts as to how much each person can inherit, such as your parents, your wife, your children. Now, having an Islamic will means that those requirements are being fulfilled by a Muslim, and then there's also in Islam an option to give up to one-third discretionary amount called a bequest. So that's where you can decide where that amount gets distributed. So for example, if you want to give some extra money to a charity, that can be done, but you can't give more than one third of your overall inheritance to someone who is not inheriting under the Quran requirement. So that way the family are not left out totally. They must inherit at least two thirds, and you can give away up to one third. You don't have to give that away, that's optional. But under an Islamic will, those rules and requirements must be followed for you to fulfil your Islamic obligations. And if it's not done in Australia, then your inheritance definitely is not divided in accordance with the Islamic rules. So that's why, especially for Muslims, it's very important to prepare a will and to make sure that your inheritance is being done, because that's part of your religion and your faith. So by doing a will, not only are you taking care of your family and doing the right thing by them, but you're also fulfilling your own religious obligations.
Another question is, the Islamic will, is it generic or is it same or similar for all the sects that are in Islam in Australia, or there is one authority that works accordingly?
No, because it's based on the Quran, it's pretty much universal in terms of the inheritance amounts. So the Islamic will pretty much would cover pretty much all Muslims across the board. But the issue you have is then, I think, with possibly different sects in terms of how they apply that or interpret that. But the generic version is based on the Quran that would cover most Muslims and most different divisions of Islam.
How does it affect the children? God forbid if the parents do not make it, or due to some accident or some reason they die. And what happens to the children? Does the state take over? What does the rule say? And does the will apply in this case?
Yeah, look, in the will, I have a clause there where the person or the parents can express their wish as to what they want to happen to their underage children, so children under the age of 18, in terms of who they want to take care of those children. And the clause also has a specific mention to make sure that for Muslim children, for Muslim families, that the children are brought up in an Islamic manner. So it's very important that is dealt with in the will, but ultimately, just because it's in the will, it doesn't mean that that is what the courts will follow. So the courts, at the end of the day, will look at what is in the best interest of the children. So if there's someone else who thinks that there's a better option for the children than what is in the will, the court will have to weigh all of that up and then make their own decision what they think is best for the children. But obviously, if the parents have made mention in their will as to what they want to happen to the children, the court will definitely take that into account. So it's very important, even though it may not be binding on the court, it is very persuasive evidence that the court would look at. So especially if you've got family overseas and you'd prefer to have overseas relatives taking care of the children, they would have a greater chance of convincing a court to allow that if it's in the will that the parents have expressed those wishes. Otherwise, it's very difficult to convince a court to have children relocate to another country when they've been brought up here.
आप SBS उर्दू के साथ हैं।